Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can grasp material and arm themselves with truth in the now necessary battle against the unscientific and diabolic evolution pushers. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. You can sample the first two episodes for free, and believe me, you will be hooked and want to watch the rest of the course. This is a PhD-level course in all facets of the myth that is evolution, including biology, cosmology, and geology. To get your first two episodes free of Foundations Restored, a Catholic perspective on creation, go to crusadechannel.com/Adam. That's crusadechannel.com/Adam. Let's talk about the story that I am... Some of you in the chat room at crusadechannel.com said, yeah, I heard about this... I heard about this the other day, or I got a letter sent to me, or whatever the case may be. You're up to it as well. And that's the story that CNBC posted this morning about Wells Fargo and lines of credit. And how they're just going, oh yeah, we're just not doing it anymore. What do you mean you're not? We're just not doing it anymore. We're good. Because we just don't feel like it. So, this is from the Acting All Crusader blog via CNBC.com. Wells Fargo is telling their customers it is shuttering all personal lines of credit. And nobody seems to be, even Zero Hedge. I thought Zero Hedge would have a heads up on this. Even Zero Hedge isn't talking about this. And what's going on in this regard? I mean, they're talking about other stuff, but you would figure it's a pretty big deal in regards to the last time this happened. The last time this happened was in 2008. But let's read the article. Wells Fargo is ending a popular consumer lending product, angering some of its customers. The bank is shutting down all, not people with bad credit, all existing personal lines of credit in the coming weeks and no longer offers the product. So if you have a personal line of credit active right now, they're just going to shut you off. They're just going to shut you off with it. Thank you, Alanatius, for your $20 donation, sir. Greatly appreciated. Help and support the crusade. David Simpson's been trying to warn you about this. I've been trying to do my best. Mike Church has been trying to do his best. Warning you of a new... This is part of the Great Reset, too, guys. This is definitely part of the Great Reset. And you're right. People are right. You got to get your kingdoms in order. You got to put yourself in a position where you own as little debt as possible. As little debt as possible. Yeah. I don't know how they're doing it, but this is what they're saying. The revolving credit lines, which typically let users borrow $3,000 to $100,000, were pitched as a way to consolidate high interest credit card debt. Remember, they were doing this for the last year. Oh, reconsolidate. Oh, refinance, get more money, pay off your loans, blah, blah, blah. Now they're like, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. Let's see. Wells Fargo recently reviewed its product offerings and decided to discontinuing offering new personal and portfolio line of credit accounts and close all existing accounts. So I'm guessing they're calling in these loans. They're calling, if you have a loan out, I don't know how they're going to do it. But they're saying, we're closing everything. They're shoring up their financial situation. What is the bank doing? Look at this. What is this bank doing? It's closing out as much existing debt that it owes as possible. Why would a bank do that? Why? I'm asking you, listener, people in the chat room, why would a bank close all its personal lines of credit and all its existing lines and not even offer it going forward? Who knows? Well, right now it's saying that it's shutting down these lines. So I don't know how they're doing it. The bank's not going bust. They're just trying to weather the oncoming storm because people are going to be desperate. And they know they need to have as much what? They need to have as much liquidity as possible. And the more personal lines of credit that are out there, that ties up their liquidity. Let's see here. Wells Fargo CEO Charles Scharf. Scharf? Has been forced to make difficult decisions during the COVID-19 Wuhan superbug, offloading assets and deposits and stepping back. Oh yeah, all right, this is part of the letter. From some products because of limitations imposed by the feds. So now they're blaming the feds. 2018, the Fed barred Wells Fargo from growing its balance sheet until it fixes compliance shortcomings revealed by the bank's fake account scandal. The asset cap has ultimately cost the bank billions of dollars in lost earnings based on the balance sheet growth of rivals. It has also affected Wells Fargo customers. Last year, the lender told its staff it was halting all new home equity lines of credit. Months later, the bank also withdrew from a segment of auto lending. So the people who are saying they're trying to make their balance books look better are correct. Now there was a big old lawsuit, or there's a big hubbubaloo with Wells Fargo creating fake bank accounts to push up their numbers to make themselves look better, and this looks like it is a result of that. Let's see. It also has a fair, I already said that. With its latest move, Wells Fargo warned customers that the account closures may have an impact on your credit score. So you guys are saying they can continue to pay. I don't think so. I actually don't think you can continue to pay. Because remember, if you look at this, and I did this when I was a collection agent, those pages of documents that you sign for those loans, you give the bank access to all kinds of abilities. Here's an example. I forgot the actual name of the maneuver, but when I worked as a collection agent, we had the ability, if you had a bank loan and a checking account in the same bank, let's say at Wells Fargo, you had a loan out for a car and you had a checking account, and you were 31, 32 days late, we could check your checking, we could look at your checking account, and if you had enough to pay the bill, guess what we did? We took your money and paid the bill. We'd get calls from angry, why, I have $2 in my bank account, I gotta eat this week, and people would go, listen, bro, you were here 30 days late, we took the money to pay your bill. You don't understand, a collection agent is somebody that collects on past due bills. Home loans, car loans are the most personal lines of personal lines of credit, things like that. It didn't happen a lot because, at least in my group, because the manager who ran my group, he just felt gross when he did it. Sometimes though, we had to get authorization from our manager to pull that trigger, and so. That's just an example. When you sign those pages, like, oh, they can't just close the line of credit. It sounds like they're gonna. It sounds like there's going to be some passage in that legalese that you and I don't read that gives them the ability to shut down these accounts whenever they want. Because they're not going to be like, oh, by the way, this might impact your credit if they're going to allow you to continue to make payments. They're shutting the suckers down without question. Another part of the frequently asked questions asserted that the account closures couldn't be reviewed or reversed. So they're going to shut down your account. Let's say you need access to that and you're done. We apologize for the inconvenience this line of credit closure will cause. The account closure is final. It is final. Now, Wells Fargo is playing this off like, oh, well, it's because we did the stupid stuff earlier and now we got to. I don't think so. Because they've been allowed, it was 2018 that the Fed did this. So they were allowed to prosper for 4 years? 3 years? Sorry, math is hard for me. Now they're shutting everything down? If it was such a huge deal, let me just say this. If it was such a huge deal at the time, why didn't they not offer personal lines of credit? Why did they not do any of these things before?